Mom, we both got the same letter with the same seal, the same king's seal on it.
The king's called us to his jury. Yeah. My goodness.
But usually only one family goes. It's the both of us?
I think it's the both of us. That doesn't mean we're from different families, does it?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. All I've wanted to do my whole life is be related to you.
Me too. The second I birthed you, I said, oh, I hope she's mine.
Well,
I'm sure you are.
I'm sure we are.
Maybe there's another reason why they called both of us to the jury duty. Open it up.
Okay.
What's the crime?
Let me use my butter knife opener.
Oh, of course.
Okay. The crime is a stolen baby.
What? Yeah. I'm missing a baby and you're missing a sister.
Wait. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait. This happened right underneath our very noses.
Yes, of course. How can we be impartial jurors when it's our family?
Wait a second. This seems rigged, but I like it. It's rigged in our favor.
It's rigged in our favor. If we convict them, they'll have to give me my baby back. And you'll get your sister back. And we'll finally be able to prove if you're mine, because you'll both look like each other.
And how did you know that my sister was missing again?
I checked the crib.
What were the signs? What were the signs?
Empty crib.
Empty table.
Empty crib. Empty table.
Empty womb.
Empty chair.
Empty uterus.
Empty bed. All those things were empty. I checked all the things a baby could be. I looked everywhere.
What
I asked your father. He's hopeless. And also there was a ransom note that said, acquit me at the trial or your baby will be mine.
But the baby's been missing for 10 years.
Yes. I didn't bring it up till now. I have ADD.
That's okay. I understand.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, I have ADD too. It's genetic.
It's genetic. ADD is genetic.
Remember, empty sheets.
Empty sheets.
Empty peanut butter jar.
Empty pools.
Where she stuck her finger.
Empty,
empty hallways. Where she would linger.
Empty school.
Empty gum packs. Empty animal snacks.
Empty promises unfulfilled. I can't find my kid.
She swore to me she'd do a blood oath, and she broke that. I'll fist her both.
You made a blood oath with a baby. Maybe you should not be in the jury.
I said she swore to me
that she would make a blood oath.
She was always a talking
empty
baby.
Words, empty minds. ADD.
What were the
hard to
signs?
Find. Empty room, empty table. We're
what
gonna convict
were
him
the
if we're
signs?
Able. All right, we'll do it.
Go to the king. Be in the jury. Get the
baby.
Baby.
Empty courtroom, empty law. This will be the most rigged jury you ever saw. Empty noose, not for long. The criminal will be in the throng. There were
signs.
A five, a six, a five, six, seven, eight.
Musical Monday, Musical Monday.
Oh man, look at that booty.
You know your mom's at jury duty.
Musical Monday.
Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Caleb, Zach, and Shay at Improv Broadway. This is Shay. I'm Zach. That's Caleb. We're at Improv Broadway, and this is the show where we review musicals that have ne'er been reviewed before.
Ne'er.
And today's is a good one. It's Your Mom's Jury Duty, the musical.
My Mom's Jury Duty.
My Mom's Jury specifically. It's important to be specific in
yes,
person.
Yes, my mom's.
Yes. Yes.
I wish that I had Stacy's mom.
Just had her?
Had her.
So, yeah.
Never had a mom like that. Yes, you just heard the opening song of... So there's lots of questions to be answered. Why did the baby get kidnapped? Why did it take so long
to talk about it all?
Why did we talk about? Why did we only bring it up now?
That was solved. ADD. Yeah.
Why does the king need a jury?
Why is it? Yeah.
Yeah. And why isn't she on Adderall?
And all of these questions are answered in this musical. Every
all of them
single
are.
One.
Why did the older sister make a covenant to make a blood oath? Why not just make the blood oath?
Well, the baby was a talking baby.
Yeah, one of those and it was over the phone. You can't make a blood oath over the phone, but you can make a covenant over the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And then she never saw her again.
Yes.
And remember, it's been 10 years, so the baby's 10 now.
Yeah. Yes. 10 and 7 months.
The talking baby promised to make a blood oath at 0 years old.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like Dune 2, if you've seen it. Yeah. Talking baby.
Talking baby. Yeah.
Sorry to spoil.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they get there to the king's jury, and normally during a law proceeding, when once it begins, you have what's called an opening statement.
Yes.
The prosecutor gets to go, the defense gets to go, but in the king's jury, they both get to go at the same time, and they get to kind of step on each other's toes and try to one-up each other of why the defendant is either guilty or the defendant is guilty.
Right, yeah. And the defendant is none other than...
The king.
Ooh, that's why he can't judge himself. He needs a jury to judge himself.
Brought to justice for kidnapping a baby.
They never have juries except for when the king might have done a crime. And that happens, honestly, pretty often in this kingdom.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's kind of a scoundrel.
Yeah, he's always criming it up.
But he wants to be just, so he says, fine, I won't decide.
Yeah.
I'll let someone else decide.
And who does he have on the stand banging a gavel? A fresh 10-year-old.
Who can talk
still.
Who can talk.
Yeah.
It's very cute to think of a king who is constantly committing crimes, but being like, I'll hold myself accountable by the people who I've committed the crimes against.
Right, but so because he's the king, it's always been a 0-10 in his favor verdict every time, or 9, however many people are in a jury.
Right, but even when he wins, he puts himself in the jail cell for a little bit.
For an hour. He puts himself in timeout. Yeah.
He says, okay, I won, but to be fair,
I learned my lesson. Until next week.
Wrap my knucks with a ruler.
Wrap my knucks.
And so, yeah. So who's the 10-year-old sister?
We don't know. But there's a fresh 10-year-old on the stand.
Well, let's remember.
Well, we'll find out. That will be the reveal. Because that's the thing. That's what he's on trial for. Did he kidnap this person, or is this other 10-year-old just another baby that he obtained
also,
by some means?
There's an option that he did kidnap, and this is just another 10-year-old.
Sure.
Yes. Right?
Oh, I
see.
Right.
See.
Right.
So it adds an air of mystery.
Honestly, the first time I watched it, I didn't think that 10-year-old would have been the person who's kidnapped or not kidnapped
obvious.
At all. I didn't even think about it.
I didn't think about it. Okay, so yeah, she's not bringing stuff up.
Right, because here's the other thing. The defense attorney and the prosecutor are both 10-year-olds.
Okay,
so it adds even more complexity to the situation.
Okay, so 2 10-year-olds to fight. What? fighting over whether the king is guilty or not.
Of kidnapping.
Yes.
Of kidnapping. But someone kidnapped it.
There was a phone call, a covenant was made. Baby never seen again.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Typically, in a jury says, hey, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, here's why I think he's guilty. Yeah. And then another person takes the turn. Here's why I think they're not guilty.
Right.
But there
has not a
10-year-old,
but they are 14 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are all the jury members? You guessed it. They're all 10, too.
Except for the mom.
Except for the mom and the daughter.
Yeah. So there's 6 10-year-olds. Orphans. And then there's the mom and the daughter.
Right.
Daughter's, I don't know.
And then 2 50-year-olds, because I said they were 10.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
sure.
Okay, so let's hear. Let's hear that song.
Let's hear this song called Opening Statements.
Yeah. So this is the defense attorney and the other one that's called something.
Remember, they're constantly interrupting each other. Remember.
Almost
a game. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, may I remind you my defendant is...
Folks and figures of the jury, goblins and ghouls, may I remind you that the king is the best?
The king, although he is great, is not above the law. He can't just snatch any old little old baby that he ever saw.
The king is the nation. ocean steady. That's why he can valet any little kid that he sees into his kingdom as he pleases.
Do you want a king to go into your crib and sneak into your little crib and grab, oh, one of your kids? That simply won't do.
I would like the king to adopt me. I assume everyone would agree. Whether you were 1 or 99, I think you would find the kings agree.
Just ponder these opening statements.
Just ponder these opening statements.
And please look into your conscience and ask yourself, it is conscionable to do this thing that he did. Do you think that it's right? I don't think so.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that the king is not created equal. That's right, he created the prequel of humankind.
Listen, kings are appointed by God, but don't you think it's just a little odd that he'll run all around the town? He'll go and bring anything he wants on the ground.
He gave birth to 29 kids, and there's no way that that 10-year-old is someone he didn't give birth to. He spreads his sperm like Genghis Khan.
Well, think about the mother, think about the sister in any family who's missing that little T-Rex since they lived.
Ponder these opening statements.
Oh yeah.
Ponder these opening statements.
And if any of you are on the fence, I like to claim that the 10-year-old is in the courtroom today.
If you say the king is guilty, he could send you all to the galley. Is that what it's called?
Consider these opening statements.
Consider these opening statements. Consider these opening statements.
And may God have mercy on your souls. If you go wrong, you'll go in the hole. God's hole, that is.
Opening statements.
Yeah, so they do that opening statements, and then the jury goes to deliberate. So here's how they work. It's only delivering statement. It's opening statements, and then straight to deliberation.
Yeah, there's opening, deliberation, closing statements.
Closing statements.
After the decision's been made.
They just mostly talk about themselves.
Yeah, they get to tell how they feel about what happened, you know?
But here's the thing. They go to deliberate, and the mother and daughter, who were once united, are now split. Mm-hmm.
On who is guilty?
Yeah. One of them says, the other guy made a lot of good points.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the mom says, I wish you were stolen.
Instead. She's like, I disagree with that so much. Yeah. I miss my other daughter.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Which is kind of like, we've all had that moment. Relatable of a musical.
Yeah. So this is a unprecedented jury, because every other one before this has been like all gone the king's way. Mm-hmm. But because of the one dissenter, there's now the swing vote. And the daughter is now the swing vote to decide whether or not the king gets away with it or he's brought to justice and they're able to bring their family back.
Right. Mm-hmm. But lo and behold, a new witness is called forth.
Surprise last witness. Minute. So they sneak them in the window and they get to talk to the jury real quick.
Yes.
And it is the 10-year-old sister.
And which one were they in the courtroom?
She was in the jury.
She's in the jury.
None
She's
of the ones
one
we
One of the 10-year-olds. She left the building, went back through the window and said surprise.
Well, because she was only allowed to be a jury originally, so she had to go out.
Yes.
She's like, got to get permission real quick from the cops.
Yeah.
And, oh, I can be a witness now. I'm going to sneak back in.
I'm going to sneak back in here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And she reveals all.
All. She tells
it's
her story.
It's a tell every, all.
Yeah. Taught. Everything that happened since that covenant phone call when she was 7 months old.
Well, we also learned today what the covenant is.
Well, the covenant was to make a blood oath.
Was the blood oath, and what the blood oath was for.
What it would be for, yeah. Yeah, so I think this is between two sisters.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And
the baby and the sister.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And one thing I like about the song is you get to see that exchange, and then there's kind of also how it all wraps up.
Yeah.
You know, how the whole story goes down. It's like the big final number.
It's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind.
It's kind.
Gentle. It's more.
In this song,
What's your verdict? Hey, sister?
Yes, child.
I haven't seen you in 10 years. I'm ready to fulfill my covenant and to make that blood oath, if you're still willing.
Okay. The blood oath that we'd see if we're actually sisters?
Yeah. We promised we'd covenant to make a blood oath to see if we were actually sisters.
Yeah, that's what we thought DNA tests were called. Blood oaths.
And I'm old enough to realize that all the oath is whether or not you're willing to be my sister. Because it doesn't matter if you're biological. If you make a blood oath with me right now, you are my sister, then you are.
I am?
That's what family is. It's not genes or blood. Family is sticking through with it through rain, tears, and mud. If you promise to be my sister, I'll covenant to be the same. And we'll blood off together to be your family every day. So what's your verdict? Are we family or not? What's your verdict? Is this what you want?
Wanted to see if you're related to the king. But now I realize you'll always be royalty to me. Sleepovers and be glad we don't have any brothers. That's my verdict. Hopefully I can teach you how to say your R's. That's my verdict.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Teach me how to drive, how to properly weigh out cutlery. Who cares if mom went out behind dad's back and committed adultery?
Well, the king sure gets around, but that doesn't have to be found out. We can keep his secrets as long as our family tree, we leave it like it was found.
So that's your verdict. Yes, that's your verdict. Oh, this is better than I ever could have hoped for. Well, now we just have to decide the king's punishment. What would be fair? Should we walk him up for 1,000,000 years and make him work at a county fair?
Well, we thought he kidnapped you by force, but I think it's just a bad divorce. We basically got parent trapped. One parent got you, the other got me, and that is that.
That is that. We sentence you to be our dad, and it's a life sentence.
That's our verdict.
Possibility of parole. You will have to fill that fatherly role.
But instead of him disciplining us, we get to slap his nasty knucks with the ruler.
With the ruler, I'm glad you said knucks.
Cause we're the new ruler.
I thought you said something that sounded like
that's
knucks.
My verdict. That's my verdict.
A jury of our peers, we've resolved all our fears.
Justice Willie is blind, and so is Wuv. I love you, sis. Now for the blood pot.
That's our verdict.
When resolves it. Case closed. Ah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. The mom the whole time was just slinking out of the room, realizing her crime. The reason she didn't put up such a fuss is because it was an adultery baby. Or was it? They never found out. Because family is about what you choose, not what
family is about what you choose.
Right. I don't think it had to be. It could just be. That the king gave... like, we never said there was a dad in the picture. Yeah. So the king laid seed.
We did.
Brought forth two babies. And then he took one. And
well, we did suggest adultery.
We did. But we also suggested parent trap.
That's true. Right. One of those things is true, and one of those is not.
That's for you to decide, dear listener. And what else is for you to decide is whether or not you're going to come back each week and hang out with us. Because you're not our blood, I'm sorry, unless you're my mom, cousins, uncles, aunt, or grandma. One living grandpa. You're not my blood. Or my kids. Or if you had the blood I donated, I'm O negative, I'm a universal donor. Then we cut him our blood a little bit. But unless you're not blood. But we choose for you to be our family. And isn't that stronger? Because you can't pick your friends. And you can pick your nose.
You can pick your friends.
But you can
pick... And you can pick your nose.
And you can pick to be here with us every single Monday here at...